not in heaven for the species who no longer dwell on earth. When I book a trip on that old gospel ship, I would like to think the dodo has a bird. We have cut down the wild wood, the sweet water's blessed. It must be the eighth deadly sin to tear up creation so the birds have no nest. I only hope that God will take them in. I would like to take a walk with the great devil. I would like to see the passenger pigeons fly, and all the feathered folk who have no home in this world. I hope they find a home in the sky.
That was the late, great Yvonne Simmons and the very much still alive and kicking Mary Rose of the Portland duo Simmons-Rose, and that was Home in the Sky by Nancy Schimmel. And you're listening to the second half of a two-part memorial for peace activist Yvonne Simmons, who died in July after a nearly decades-long struggle with dementia. We'll be sure to repost the first half of the show along with this segment on the KBOO website. In that segment, we talked about Yvonne growing up against the backdrop of bombed-out buildings in post-World War II London. Yvonne ran away from home at the age of 13, fleeing sexual abuse, and she landed for a time on the streets of London, finding protection with slightly older Band the Bomb, proto-punk street kids who helped shape Yvonne's politics. Before she even turned 18, Yvonne was forced to flee violence and sexual exploitation in London, and she often said that it was in running for her life that she found her life. Yvonne would go on to become a folk singer and to organize internationally against war and violence against women. In the 1990s, Yvonne repeatedly risked her life to bring aid to women and children during the Siege of Sarajevo. For this work, at some point in the mid-90s, Yvonne was honored by the Oregonian, which named her Woman of the Year. Yvonne suffered a head injury being medevaced from Sarajevo and had to learn to walk and talk again. Yvonne's work was firmly grounded in anti-racist principles, and wherever she went, she took her lead from grassroots organizations and NGOs working on the ground. Alongside her work with humans, Yvonne also worked locally and internationally doing animal rescue. In this segment, we hear excerpts from the memorial service that was held for Yvonne in September. We hear more excerpts of songs by Simmons-Rose, and I talk also with Yvonne's longtime musical collaborator, Mary Rose. Here's Darian DeLue, U.S. President of the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, or WILF, speaking at Yvonne's memorial service. Yvonne spent four decades organizing with WILF in Portland, nationally, and globally. Here's Darian DeLue.
WILF U.S. has benefited over the decades from Yvonne's input. I first became aware of her through the music she did with Mary Rose, which was very much consistent with what WILF US works for. WILF US is part of the international organization of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. We have WILF groups in approximately 40 countries around the world, partly because the global situation to some extent is driven by U.S. government action, so we have a lot of things to pay attention to in the United States. We work on disarmament and ending war, earth democracy, which is to say climate catastrophe, fair and safe food, and other in the Middle East and the politics there, pushing for a nuclear free zone in the Middle East, among other things. We have a focus on some of the countries of Latin America. We have a program for women, money, and democracy to address corporate control and reclaim economic power. And we now have an issue committee working on domestic prisoners of war, which is to say domestic violence of all kinds. I had the pleasure of meeting Yvonne at one of our U.S. congresses that take place every 3 years when the Clothesline Project was actually brought to the Congress itself to demonstrate for the members who were there how that worked. It became a nationwide initiative, and many cities in the U.S. undertook to have clothesline projects.
In the International Clothesline Project, Women decorate t-shirts with messages that variously call out their abuse and affirm their own strength, dignity, and resilience.
I also was very impressed with her work in Sarajevo and the former Yugoslavia, where she gave us just terrifying descriptions of the way snipers in Sarajevo were picking off people seemingly at random in the city, and the resulting trauma for so many people, but particularly for women, many of whom were sexually assaulted. Finally, I am very enthusiastic about the power of songs and folk music to strengthen the political movements that many of us are so engaged in. Song can reach through to us on a different level, giving us empowered speech and emotional connection.
Dan Handelman co-hosted the memorial service, and together Dan and Yvonne were founding members of Portland Peace and Justice Works Portland Cop Watch. Here's Dan.
Thank you very much, Darian, for your memories of Yvonne. You know, WILF is one of the most amazing organizations. They've been around for over 100 years now, and I can't tell you how many times we at Peace and Justice Works have done work with WILF on anti-war actions and other related things. And your story about the Clothesline Project reminds me that the person who created the Clothesline Project out in Massachusetts came out here one day, and Yvonne displayed that the clothesline in a park downtown and did another program for Flying Focus about that.
Here's Yvonne's lifelong friend, Jan Burrell, who spoke from England during the virtual service.
I knew Yvonne since we were 16 and 17, and I was with her. We were the post-war children of the 60s and 70s, looking for adventure. Everything was Beatle, Maniac, Carnaby Street. There's lots going on, and it was a lovely time to be alive. We'd had so many adventures. She looked after me like a big sister. It would take weeks to tell of all our adventures that we got up to. Her great sense of humour, her love of life, especially children and animals. She did so much aid work and came to England on her way to Yugoslavia many times with trying to get the container lorries over the channel. I don't know how she managed to do it. It was amazing. Yvonne loved life. She was eternally young, and Yvonne used to bring joy everywhere she went. We were just ordinary kids from London, and we went out and we saw the world. That was our university.
Thank you very much. And you talked a little bit about the shipping containers that went through to Yugoslavia, and it hasn't happened. The next thing we're going to see is a clip from one of the several shows that Yvonne did about her trips to Yugoslavia.
The only inhabitants of Visegrad are Serb, but the Muslim-led government won the elections, but they're not represented there. It just doesn't make sense. Hmm. And this is happening in many other places. And they call it integration, I think. Well, I don't think that the Dayton Peace Accord can be implemented anyway. But we were talking about children, so let's go back there some better.
Yeah.
So I was saying that we had all these parties. I worked in a drop-in center. I just dropped in one day and said, can I come and help? And it was just a little, like a shop front, and they hardly had anything in there. And
did you learn how to sing the songs in Serb or Croatian?
Ja sam jedna vidrum vodi, plivam okolo, hebam čiči, balam čiči, plivam okolo. Ja sam jedna vidrum vodi, plivam okolo, hebam čiči, balam čiči, plivam okolo. I'm an actor in the waters when men are proud. Managed to get together a group of Bosnians that want to help the animals. We do have a registered organization of 70 people and international help from Animal Rescue Group. They give each other support all the time, and they laugh. They always have to have laughter. I mean, this is why they call me Yokolo. And they always have laughter in there. Because what they've had to face, what most people in that region has had to face is, it's nothing to that you can really laugh at, but it's like you have to because it's healthy.
So we have another clip coming up. So one of the groups that Yvonne worked with is called Women in Black, and it's really not a group. It's really more of a movement that is global. And one of its main focuses is the people of Palestine and the Israeli occupation there and the women who are under occupation. But they are supportive of women who are oppressed worldwide, and they wear black and hold usually silent vigils all over the place. Yvonne ran a version here where she was happy to talk throughout the entire time because that was Yvonne. There were no rules, so she made up her own rules. But so, yeah, many, many years she ran a Women in Black vigil in downtown Portland with a couple other folks, and they were there, you know, every week that Yvonne was available. She was down there. So the next clip is from a report back that she did in Portland about an international conference in Italy of the Women in Black movement.
Oh, it was incredible. There were women from about 21 countries. Women in Black is, for people who don't know, it's a network of women against war and against violence against women. And there were people from Palestine, Israel, Serbia, Bosnia, Croatia, America, England, Germany, all over Africa. We did a lot of actions too, which was really nice.
The highlights for me were meeting the women, being with the women, and we would sing at night, we'd sing in all different languages, and hearing what women were doing. It's so strengthening, and to know that it's by having, you know, being in this solidarity that we're going to find the strength to continue on and to change things. One of the things that the Italian women decided to do was this, which is called decontamination of words. And there were many words like the butterfly landmines. And so they say butterflies fly, not they don't explode. And the action we did with 400 women in Black, with all their banners, of which one of the banners we all wrote in our own language, Women in Black, which was a very long banner. And then they were put down on the floor in a spiral. And a woman would read one of the things that were written here, and everybody, the 400 women, would echo. It was incredible.
Here's an excerpt of Simmons Rose singing the song Cassandra by Ann Lister. The song metaphorically links the Trojan prophetess Cassandra, who's dismissed as a madwoman when she predicts the Trojan War, and the thousands of women who risked arrest to protest the sighting of cruise nuclear missiles at Grenham Commons RAF base in England. The women's peace encampment at Grenham Commons began in September 1981 with women chaining themselves against the base fence, and the encampment lasted for nearly 20 years until 2000. The beautiful woman referenced in the song is Helen of Troy, who becomes a metaphor for the glorification of war.
And the war went on then for years, on land and over the water, and all of the deaths and the tears of all of our sons and daughters. How beautiful she was, and yet when I think of her face, I think of the smell of blood and all of the ruin and disgrace. And only Cassandra saw, for she had the gift of the gods to tell the truth of the future, the poison etch of the gods, and nobody would believe her. How beautiful to see clear, and yet when you see all the pain, to shout and no one to hear, to watch it all happen again. And only Cassandra saw. You may think this is all in the past. You may think that this is all finished. But just look aside and across, and none of the pain is diminished. How beautiful are they, all our sisters and daughters and friends, sitting across all the roads, cutting through the security fence. Not only Cassandra now, there's a wooden horse they call Cruz, that present from our friends and allies, and those weapons they've built them to use. If you believe the excuses and lies, how beautiful are they, all front of the soldiers, guarding our futures and lives. Just like Cassandra.
This past week, I spoke with Mary Rose, the other half of the folk duo Simmons Rose, and we talked about the performances they gave at movement events amid the sustained pressure to shut down the Trojan nuclear plant outside Rainier, Oregon. Following nearly two decades of organized resistance, the plant was shut down in 1993 and imploded in 2006. Here's Mary Rose.
Yvonne was very much concerned about the nuclear situation, and as members of Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, we joined together with that. And the first time we sang together was downtown at Pioneer Courthouse Square. There was an anti-Rainier nuclear power plant gathering, and Yvonne had made up new words to "This Little Light of Mine" and sang that, and I thought that was wonderful that she did that, because those old songs that we know, I think, always can use a few new words for some occasion like that. And she would always be ready to sing whenever we found or heard of something that we wanted to protest against or volunteer our services, which were singing and playing. We were eager to do that, and that was wonderful for me because her voice was strong and she had no fear in front of an audience.
I remember you said that I think that the largest venue possibly that you ever sang at was Helen Caldicott was speaking. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Helen Caldicott was here in Portland. Again, the anti-nuclear event. And there were many, many people out in front. And it was wonderful because we just sang very freely. And it was freeing experience. It was probably the most people that we ever sang in front of that I remember. We sang for lots of small groups, but it was usually to do with Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. We sang that B-side, which is on the recording that I hope people will listen to, that there's something I always wanted to say to you men. How would you like to hear this again and again? Watch out, beware, take care, be careful, whatever you do.
To hear Simmons Rose sing Peggy Seeger's B-side, check out the first half of this two-part segment. When I spoke with her this past week, Mary Rose remembered a little snippet of a song that the two of them used to sing together at anti-nuke events. Here's Mary Rose.
You can make steam with a boiler or by the light of the sun, but making steam with a nuclear plant is like killing a fly with a gun. Killing a fly with a gun. And if the gun gets hot and the shooter gets shot, there's nothing you can do about it.
That was Mary Rose of the Portland folk duo Simmons Rose. You've been listening to a memorial segment about the life and times of Yvonne Simmons, a teenage runaway and London street kid who went on to become a folk singer and an international peace activist and a founding member of Portland Peace and Justice Works Portland Cop Watch. This is a two-part segment, so we'll be posting the first part when we post the show. Mary Rose has generously agreed to make their album Listen to the Women Again available digitally to anyone who's interested. If you'd like a digital copy, email me at desiree.helligers@wsu.edu, as in Washington State University.edu. WSU Vancouver's Collective for Social and Environmental Justice will soon be the digital home also of an archive documenting Yvonne's life and work. This has been Desiree Helligers for the Old Mill Variety Hour, and we're going to play out with Simmons Rose doing Bernice Johnson Reagan's Ella Song. A tribute to civil rights organizer Ella Baker. Rest in power, Yvonne.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes.
Until the killing of black men, black mothers, sons,
is as important as the killing of white men,
white mother sons. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. That which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. To me, young people come first. They have the courage where we fail. If I could but shed some light as they carry us through the gale. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. Cannot rest. The older I get, the better I know that the secret of my going on is when the reins are in the hands of the young who dare to run against the storm. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Not needing to clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I need to be one in the number as we stand against tyranny. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Struggling myself don't mean a whole lot, I've come to realize. But teaching others to stand for their rights is the only way our struggle survives. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot freedom cannot come. I'm a woman who speaks with a voice, and I must be heard. Sometimes I can be quite difficult, I bow to no man's words. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. Until it comes, we who believe in freedom cannot rest.